I'm Simon Johnson. I work for Advice UK and I manage a project called Bold, which is about how advice services are designed and commissioned.
So what is commissioning by value about?
Well, the way advice services are traditionally commissioned and procured is very much in a top-down way. We've done some work with the organisations who said that they find the process very bureaucratic, very prescriptive. They're required to jump through so many hoops. Their understanding of need in their local community isn't listened to. Our approach takes what we call a systems thinking method, which starts from the basis that the people who know best what the service needs to do are the people who use the service. So we aim to work with the people who come to the service, understand what they need from us, how they want the service delivered, and we design the service around that. There are certain principles that we work to, and those key principles are around helping people ask the sort of questions they need to ask about designing a service to help it really make a difference. So we don't just stick advice plasters on people when they bring us a problem, but we recognise that the advice need they have exists in the context of their wider life, their family relationships, all the other stuff that's going on in their lives. And so try to get a really deep understanding of what it is that would really help that person move on and try and pull the services around them that will help them do that.
So how would you sum up commissioning by value?
Commissioning for value is about getting a really good understanding of people's needs and what matters to them, being very clear about why the service is here and the problems it's trying to fix. So it provides real value for the people who use the service. It involves the people who work in the service in designing what works, so it achieves real value there. But it achieves great value for commissioners as well, because rather than just deal with an immediate advice problem, the service is looking at person in the context of their lives and helping to really fix those problems and find solutions and ultimately save money for the public purse.
To what level are commissioners taking this on?
Commissioners at the moment, I think, talk the language, the same kind of language that we do, but very often practice doesn't really fit the language. We've worked with a couple of local authorities now, and in Portsmouth we've worked with the local authority very closely, and they've commissioned a service which they feel is starting to deliver real value and has potential. And so our aim is to work with more and more advice organisations and local authorities to roll this out, to learn as we go, to help them learn. And the more critical mass we can generate, we're sure the more local authorities will take it up, because they're getting wider responsibilities for people's needs more than simply just their advice issues.
So tell us a bit about what you're doing in Portsmouth.
In Portsmouth, we've worked very closely with advice organisations and the local authority to help them get a really deep understanding of what the service needed to do. And the local authority took that away and produced a commissioning specification that was designed around the needs of the people that use the service, that didn't set arbitrary targets for how many people needed to be seen or when the service needed to be open, but said, we want the purpose of this service to be to help local people solve their problems. We want the service to work to certain principles about being collaborative and innovative and committed to continuous improvement. We want you to use certain measures, which were about the demand that walks through the door and what's needed to fix it, to help you learn. But you tell us what the service is. And the service has now been open for some months and has already started to fix some of the very early problems. So the immediate problem they thought they had, which was how do we cope with the level of demand that comes through the door, they very quickly found solutions to that. They're now looking at the deeper problems about how do we help people get long-term fixes for their problems. But also, we know that around 40% of the problems that walk through our door are only here because another organisation hasn't done something right. Their benefit administration's gone wrong. They should have been accepted for housing when they haven't been. So how can we use the data we're generating and what we're learning to help those services improve as well, so the problems don't arise in the first place?
So what has been the response from the independent advice sector? about this way of working and what's been people's experience of commissioning?
People have mixed experience of commissioning, and what members tell us in Advice UK and other advice services say is that it is just at the moment too rigid, it's too top down, it's too inflexible. So there's a lot of interest in this approach within the advice sector. Those of us like me who've been working in the sector for a long, long time have always known that actually the ideal scenario would be we'd design ourselves out of a job, because if public services worked properly, we wouldn't need third-party intervention from advice organisations. We're a long way from that, but I think our approach gives the opportunity to really start and make a difference about the problems that drive people to seek advice. And there's a buzz, there's an excitement in the sector about those ideas, and we're also now getting interest from government as well. So long way to go with government to change thinking, but hey, who wouldn't want to save money and achieve better results at the same time?
So what do you hope to see? What would you like to see?
We'd like to see a situation where all advice services are commissioned to work in this holistic and collaborative way, and where they have intrinsic feedback loops into the public services, whose work often drives people to seek advice in the first place. Because that way, if we can start and work with the likes of DWP, with local authorities across the country, and help them understand how the way they work causes problems for people and leads to demand for advice, then we think there's a win-win position there, where actually we can fix things for everybody involved.